Phil Nee, hoping all your trails are heavy until we talk again later on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. News this hour is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1899, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. It's 69 degrees in Richland Center at 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Israel's prime minister is telling his troops to go harder on Iran after a morning attack destroyed apartments near Tel Aviv and also hit a hospital.
We're targeting military sites. We're targeting nuclear sites. We're targeting missile sites. They're targeting a hospital.
Benjamin Netanyahu is hoping for military help from America.
The partnership with the United States, the partnership with President Trump, with whom I speak to almost every day, is incredible.
Do not eat chicken Alfredo meals bought at Walmart or Kroger's under the brand names Marketside and Home Chef. Listeria has killed 3 people and left 17 very sick across 13 states. Landfall this morning near Acapulco for a hurricane that has exploded in the day from a tropical storm to a Category 4, back to a 3 now. An anomaly is how SpaceX describes the explosion of its Starship rocket on the Texas test pad. This is ABC News. That great American road trip across the Great Smoky Mountains may be off for the foreseeable future. Crews have been unable to reopen I-40, so swamped with mud and rock. And more rain is coming. ABC News meteorologist Ginger Z.
What we'll end up seeing is those storms reigniting as they head east. On top of that, you could see flash flooding with them, just like we saw in eastern Tennessee along the state line of South Carolina. This is an area so tender after Helene, and Interstate 40 is still closed this morning because of the flash flooding and rock slides.
This is encouraging. Drug overdose deaths fell across America in 2023, fell for the first time in 5 years, and health insurance coverage is at an all-time high in all 50 states, thanks likely to the Affordable Care Act and more state eligibility for Medicaid. A study of health systems by the Commonwealth Fund ranks Massachusetts as the highest for health care outcomes, along with New Hampshire, Rhode Island, and Hawaii. Mississippi ranks lowest. I'm Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
They say the more things change, the more they stay the same, and that's certainly true at the Phoenix Center, a longtime favorite in Richland County. It remains the go-to destination for bowling, great food, and lasting memories. It's where friends gather, laughs are shared, and good times roll, literally. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and closed on Sundays. The Phoenix Center continues to serve up favorites like their legendary pizza and friendly atmosphere. Call 649-7469 for more information or carry out at the Phoenix Center.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
A good amount of sunshine today. High temperatures in the mid-80s. West to southwest winds at 5 to 13. Tonight, mild, a 30% chance of a few showers or thunderstorms. A low of 64. Friday, showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then partly sunny, warm and humid. A high of 84. For Saturday and Sunday, temperatures in the mid-90s. Very hot and humid, with breezes as well between 12 and 25 miles per hour.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Tina here.
Yeah, it feels like a massive fireworks display just for me.
Uh-huh, and the grand finale is we're giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said...
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. What he said was, all customers get a free phone with no trade-in. Us Days is back. Going on now at U.S. Cellular in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
The Morning Show on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, featuring real community conversations that matter to our community. The WRCO Morning Show studio is proudly sponsored by Richland Hospital, caring for the health of our community. Scott Industries, enjoy building strong futures. Osborne Stump Removal, clearing the way for what's next. And Sean's Auto Repair, keeping you on the road with service you can trust.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
Welcome to our morning show studios here on WRCO Radio, and joining us in studio is Dr. Brian Krall. We're here to talk about physicals, WIA physicals. It is that time of year again today. Boy, here we are in the month of June. We hit the ground running, don't we?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, Phil.
Awesome to have you on. Yeah, you know, there are a lot of camps and things going on already this summer. It kind of never ends for high school sports, does it?
No, it doesn't, especially with WIA saying non-contact hours. Coaches have more access to athletes, and hopefully athletes are staying active and participating throughout the summer.
The big news recently was the WIA had kind of released, there are going to be more days where coaches can have contact with players. It's pretty much unlimited now, isn't it?
Yes, it's unlimited. I think there's some controversy to the benefit of that. I think kids should play as many sports as possible and be involved in as many sports as possible. So over-specialization has always been, a more recent trend with year-long sports and specialization. I think our coaching staff here at the Richland School District has been pretty vocal about allowing kids to play other sports, encouraging kids to play other sports, and I hope that continues.
Yeah, I mean, a school this size, too, students and athletes can have their favorites, but it's nice to kind of have some of those other outlets, too, isn't it?
Absolutely, and I think it makes them a better athlete for their maybe favorite sport to not over-specialize. It prevents over-training in the specific sport. It allows them to enjoy the sport mentally so they don't get bogged down and focused on performance too much. Gets them to interact with a different group of coaches and kids. And the more sports you play, the better athlete you're going to be. If you're a better athlete, you're going to be better at your favorite sport. I think that's kind of boiled down to the importance of not specializing all year round.
You were a college athlete, football. Did you play other sports, though?
Right. Yeah, I played all four seasons back when baseball was a summer sport. So I played football, basketball, and then track and baseball in the summertime.
And, you see that a lot of times, even with professional athletes, you'll hear like a football player say, well, I was a state wrestling champion or whatever. I mean, a lot of times they're good athletes and they can do just about anything, can't they?
Absolutely. Being an athlete, playing in all different sports, pretty ubiquitous across the Division I ranks. Pro athletes, they usually are multi-sport athletes, and so I think it's critical when you're focusing on performance not to over-specialize too soon and kind of lose track of why you're playing the game. High school sports, especially, probably the most fun you'll ever have playing the sports. Your best friends will be made in high school. And so encouraging you to play all different seasons, all different sports, and not make it a job too early.
Tell me about the upcoming opportunities for middle school and high school students to get their physicals.
Yeah, of course. I think the school year's rapidly closed, and then summertime, it's time to be outside, and folks can kind of forget that the school year is going to be here before we know it, and so getting your WIAA physical is critical for your sports participation. And so the Richland Hospital is offering $15 sports physicals, which is a pretty awesome deal, at the Richland Hospital location in Richland Center, and then in Spring Green and Muscaday. Parents have to attend. Pay the $15 fee. You're seen by a provider. You have to bring the forms, which you can find on the WIA website, or when you schedule the appointment, just ask how you can get a form. This will only cover the WIA part. So if you're needing updates on routine vaccinations or your routine physical, that won't be covered under that $15 fee. But in order to maintain eligibility and be able to participate in your school sports, you need one of these every 2 years.
It's a very reasonable price, isn't it?
Yeah. I think it's a great deal. We try to make it as affordable as possible. It's definitely the cheapest in the area. And really, I think it's just the Richland Hospital trying to encourage folks to get in, get get their kids kind of that box checked to make sure that they're healthy enough to play sports. It's a great time to talk about supplements, exercise, and preparing for different sports, off-season training, any injuries that they've had, any potential family history that could lead to issues. And it's a really critical part of sports participation. Most of the time, we don't find anything, but if you do, you know, it's critical to address that prior to participation. So it's safe for everybody participating in sports.
That'll be before the first fall sports activity. So for instance, for football, before the football camp, like usually before the week before the season or something like that, they have to be in then. Is that correct?
Yeah, yeah. Ideally, you would have them in before you're able to participate at all. So you hand those in, and then you're able to practice. So I would encourage folks getting in. We're starting to offer these now in June, July, and August to try to get as many access slots available for student-athletes. And they're good for 2 years. So if you've had one within the last 2 years, you're fine. But I would just double check with your school administrator or your coach to make sure you're eligible.
Do you still have to have the alternate year card for the alternate year when you don't have the physical?
Absolutely. And that's just important. If you've been to the ER, got diagnosed with asthma or some other important medical condition that wasn't brought to the attention during the physical, just to make sure that you're still safe to participate.
Okay. You know, many, many years ago, they used to do it was almost like an assembly line where, you know, you would show up and you would get physicals and, you know, stand in line and do that. This is a lot more, you know, private, and you can kind of do it on your own terms.
Yep, exactly. More access, individualized to the patient, versus just having it on one day. And we know that folks around here like to be outside and camping and going up to cabins and have their own responsibilities on the weekends. And so to have one day or a couple days where we offer those, figured that this would be more access if we just provide 3 months' time, $15 fee, and that way parents and athletes can come as they're available.
So middle school would be starting in sixth grade then?
Yep. Okay. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So for their ball sports, they normally start later on in the year, don't they?
Yeah, and it's all WIAA sanctioned, so I'm not sure for as far as sixth graders go, but if it's a WIAA-sponsored sports, that's where they need the physicals.
I'm told you're going to be helping coach this year.
Yeah, I'm excited to join the coaching staff with Coach Troxel. I'll be one of the safeties coach and helping out with the defensive backs this season.
That's something you've wanted to get into?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's kudos to both the coaching staff here in the Richland Hospital supporting you know the physicians and their interests, and it's something that I've always wanted to do, and being able to help out in any capacity I can to promote sports and to help give back after I've had such a positive experience with sports through my life is an excellent opportunity. And I'm excited to work with the kids and the coaching staff. They've been really welcoming, and we got an excellent group coming back this year.
We're very fortunate to have Richland Sports Medicine on the sidelines too, aren't we?
Yeah, our athletic trainers are excellent. I've worked a few games when you know playoffs happen, and there's multiple games going on and our athletic trainers can't cover. And I work hand in hand with them with our concussion clinic. And I think from my experience playing sports and through college, we have one of the best group here at the Richland Hospital. I trust them. They're in constant communication with the physicians. They're up to date on their care. And so it's been really great working with them.
Nice thing is they build that relationship with the student athletes, and you know I think they feel comfortable.
Absolutely, they're on the sidelines. They're there taping ankles before the game. They have the finger on the pulse, and so we kind of rely on them, especially if an athlete is struggling with a chronic injury or something that they can give us a heads up, and we'll fit them in clinic if need be.
I wonder how many graduation parties Bree and Lindsay have been invited to.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm sure they've got their full of buffet lines and pulled pork. No doubt.
Oh, that's great. Well, it's a good testament to them, that's for sure.
Yep.
Are you doing any triathlons? triathlons these days?
No more triathlons. I do usually spring bike racing, and then fall is for either like marathon training. I try to stay active and mix it up. So it's hard to force yourself to get into a pool when it's so nice outside. And so I like running outside and cycling outside.
When you did those, what was the toughest part of the triathlon for you? Which event?
Swimming. Just because it's, it's the first part. You're all excited, wearing a wetsuit, and you're swimming with a massive group of people, and some people try to swim over you, or you get a foot to the face. And so then once you get on the bike, you're by yourself, and same with the run. So they're fun. I think I'll probably end up doing one here next couple years. I've got a goal of doing an Ironman before 40, so we'll see if I can get that.
Wow, good luck with that.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Now I've got a little 11-month-old at home, and so time-wise, training for that is not as plentiful as it once was, but I still think we'll be able to do that before 40.
Do doctors have to go in for their physicals? I mean, do you have?
Oh, absolutely.
Do you have a caregiver too?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I think that's it's pretty important. My wife's also a family doctor here, and so we have a doctor for our child, and we each have our own individual doctors, and it's hard to see treat the people that you are so close to, and so you really want to trust your colleagues and other folks to kind of have a different perspective, just because it's a fresh look, and it's really important for, I think, everybody to have a primary care doctor that they trust, they can go to every year and check in, and then have access when something isn't going right, that they can go and schedule an appointment for.
Scheduling for a physical for the middle school and high school kids, then if they don't have a primary, what's the best way to go about it?
Yeah, just I would call the general hospital number, 608-647-611 or 6161, and ask to get established with a provider. I'm still taking patients. I know several of our other doctors are still taking patients, and it's time to get established if you've been thinking about it. It's a great time now in the summertime. We have lots of availability. Most folks that have been established like to do their appointments not in the summer, and so access is available. And I think all of us are here to make sure our community is safe and healthy and can do what they want with their bodies for as long as they can.
Indeed. Well, thanks for coming to see us today, Dr. Kroll.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. Always talking with you. Sports is a blast, so I appreciate it.
And we'll look forward to seeing you on the sidelines this year, too.
Yeah, please say hi.
I will do that. All right. Dr. Brian Kroll joining us on this report on the morning show from WRCO. We'll shift gears and have more coming up in a moment.
Now is the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Before Before your family gets swept up in busy summer schedules, get ahead of the game. Book your 2025-26 Student Athletes WIAA Sports Physical. The Richland Hospital and Clinics is holding the cost at just $15, which is due upon check-in. Take advantage of this discounted rate June through August at the Richland Hospital Clinic, Muscadet Health Center, and Spring Green Medical Center. Call 608-647-6161 to schedule. Again, 608-647-6161.
River Valley's athletic and FFA programs have earned a strong record of success throughout the years. The River Valley Booster Club helps to subsidize district funding for these programs by fulfilling requests that range from team equipment and clothing needs to sponsoring students through college scholarships. The Booster Club couldn't be successful without the commitment and support of the community. Community members are welcome to attend meetings held the first Wednesday of the month at 7 p.m. in the high school library. Go Blackhawks!
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Karastan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
The Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce invites everyone to the 4th Annual Taste of the Hills, Saturday from 4 until 9 at Kroska Park. Enjoy a night filled with live music, starting with Shalini Greenwald and wrapping up with local favorite Three Souls. There will be a wide variety of food and drinks available right on the grounds. Admission is free, but no carry-ins allowed. So grab your lawn chair and head to the park for a great evening of flavor and fun. The Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce, 4th Annual Taste of the Hills, Saturday, 4 until 9 at Kroska Park. Don't miss it.
On this portion of the morning show, we're talking about an upcoming event. Katrina Johnson is here. She is a therapist and working with local schools on the subject of mental health. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good to see you.
Good to have you in the studio with us. Yes. So I know this is something that you're very passionate about, Katrina. Can you tell us about it?
You're right. Can you tell that by my expression and the way I talk about it in
yeah.
an excited way? Well, I believe there's a lot of strengths in our region and in our communities. And one of the things I've been observing over the last 9 years is it's difficult for schools to fund new innovative programs for mental health. And we need better ways to identify, to access care, increase belonging and help seeking and help receiving. And over the last 9 years, we developed an LLC called Connect Strength. And we mainly focused on DPI, school-based mental health grants. Now, much of that funding has dissipated and gone to a per-pupil dollar amount. Like this year, I think the Joint Finance Committee decided it would be about $24 per pupil. Well, it would be my hope that that would be like $10,000 per pupil. So without the funding, I've came upon a skill set called brain spotting. And what brain spotting is just like how you're looking at me. Or if you imagine, do you remember Margie Wallace?
Mm-hmm.
Or Marge Sugden, and you're talking to them and they're kind of reading you and they're looking at you, and that's called attunement. So when you're in attunement with someone, you're connected with eye contact, your voice, your pace, you know, you have a conversation with Ron Fruit, and he's really listening with a smile on his face, and he listens with the, and then he's ready to respond and reflect on what you just said. It's my hope that we can bring that into the classroom so much more, for the kids to learn it themselves, for parents, and for staff. The schools are asked to do so much, and when we can start to focus on the human need and connect, you feel that, right? It calms it calms your nervous system, and when our nervous system is calmed and present, it opens up our frontal cortex to be able to take in information, share, respond. And, you know, it increases belonging in the classroom. It increases the joy and connection in the hallways. And that's my hope, is to invite people to learn about My Voice for Hope, which is the nonprofit we created to help supplement the funding needed in schools and our area mental health. And the very, very basic skill set that I've come across is called brain spotting. And you might ask, what is that?
Yeah. Well, right. And I think not to get down on screens, but, you know, a lot of times screen time, we're not making eye contact like we used to, are we?
You see that, don't you?
Right.
You can go to the pool. You can, you know, even driving past a car and you can see that there's three people on a device. Or imagine the breakfast time or dinner time. Now, that there's a lot of opportunities in technology, and we want to make sure our lives are able to be balanced. And what I find being a therapist is that can be addicting. Gaming can be addicting. Just too much of something. Or somebody isn't functioning in a certain way, and instead they're doing their gaming or their device. And that, what is that? It's a disconnect. And when we can be in attunement with someone, we're able to connect, reduce our conversation from anything that might be accusatory to, well, I see that this is bothering you, or just having that basic, simple body language connection.
Plus, as I've always said, when you're communicating over or text or whatever, we all do that, but you don't know somebody's tone. You can take things totally wrong, sometimes just by reading, can't you?
Well, and if you were to talk to school administrators or teachers, a lot of the, I'll just say, drama that can come in the school morning happens to be whatever the social media activities were throughout the week or the night before, right? So it all folds into the school day of trying to just help the kids communicate, regulate, notice one another. I use the words reflect dignity, to reflect dignity within yourself and in others. And so with brain spotting, I see that as the foundational tool for all the other parts that we've been working on with Connect Strength and now My Voice for Hope. And that is helping kids access care and adults, and to have a data-driven strategy in the community about, you know, there's data points out there, there's surveys, there's youth risk behavioral surveys, there can be the numbers or statistics from your local community mental health providers or primary care providers of what are you seeing. And over the last 3 years, we've seen almost a double in some of those mental health symptoms. And why is that? Well, a lot of it's been happening in the world. And I hope that we can slow it down, pause it down, and provide the needs to realize it. You know, because some people think, well, it's bad that I'm feeling that way, maybe. Or it might be coming across as, well, you're just needing new friends, or you just need to work harder. And I'll say to parents, well, they've been working as hard as they can for too long. And now's the time to please get them into their primary care provider, see what's going on with their thyroid, vitamin D, and sleep, and just get those basic functionings happening. And, you know, school can be hard. Every kid tends to be in a classroom with 24 or 30 kids, and that's a lot. It's a lot of pressure. You were just having the doctor in talking about sports. Sports is a healthy outlet. And you can talk to a parent and say, well, you're busy every weekend, you're doing this, that, and other. It's a lot of a time commitment too. And when I work with kids, I work with some kids doing brain spotting on performance with baseball, on performance with martial arts, performance with music. It's not just mental health for symptoms of depression or PTSD. It's also being able to get in that calm emotional state, a sense of flow, and increasing your performance with whatever skill you're interested in.
You have a special event coming up July 8th, 9th, and 10th. Can you tell us about that, Katrina?
Yeah, we've had six schools be awarded a grant. I've folded this into an opioid prevention grant. The Wisconsin Council on AODA, Alcohol and Other Drug Awareness, has recognized brain spotting as a prevention, intervention, and postvention tool for opioid misuse. Now, I take a dual diagnosis lens that substance use also includes mental health. So this event is hosted by six core schools, Viroqua, Riverdale, Perdicheen, North Crawford, Ithaca, and Cassville. And then we have some people coming from Cuba City and Waseca. The hope that I have for this brain spotting training is, one, just to help people become a little bit more informed of this skill set, because it's a skill set. It's not like something you have to continue to pay a license for, which schools have, that's difficult for a school to budget a social emotional learning program or to budget for time. So this is a skill set of learning how to calm your own emotions and connect with others. It's a 3-day training. After the 3-day training, a person will have the tools to use brain spotting. You don't have to be a clinician, a licensed clinician, to facilitate or utilize brain spotting. You can be a teacher, a farmer. I've been in trainings where there's restaurant owners, bookkeepers, an accountant, and a veterinarian. A wide variety of people can utilize brain spotting. And it's my hope, I want to invite and use this airtime to invite five learners, whether they're educators, parents, alumni, community members from the Riverdale School District, they're part of this grant, to attend and participate and learn. And then I want to donate a free spot to a regional school resource officer. You know, the school resource officers play a really important role in the school and community. And having them be part of our training will just contribute also a lot for the other participants too, just to listen and learn the things that they want and wish for the kids.
Mm-hmm. I know you could use some coaches. You know, hopefully some people sign up and, you know, and
Mr. Troxel.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have talked to him about that before. And you know, having the opportunity to work with Ithaca, Richland schools, I'll do therapy at those schools, and Perdicheen and North Crawford. You learn and listen, and you see it in the eyes of those kids when they say, oh, I love that person, you know, Mr. Thede, or people talk about how much they love Shelley Plemer at Ithaca. Mr. Troxel is one of those people that those kids from Richland would always talk about as the best guy, right? The people they trust. Mm-hmm. And that's because he connects with them. He's calm. He's excited. He loves them. And they can feel that.
Mm-hmm. And again, that person making eye contact, and, you know, a lot of times with coaches like that, or even teachers, sometimes they may not even have that student in their class, but that student still knows knows them and respects them.
Right. You know? And I'll have a shout out to Miss Duncan from North Crawford. I'll say to kids, well, how are things going? You know, what are you finding helpful with your teachers, and who's your favorite teacher? Because that's the way you use that language and kid would talk, right? And they'll say, Miss Duncan. And I'm like, well, you've had her 3 years ago. Still your favorite teacher.
I love it when a lot of times these teams will have nights where the athletes pick a teacher that's been influential for them. And sometimes you'll see like a kindergarten teacher with a senior, you know, that somebody that made a difference in their lives. So that's always cool to see that. How can people sign up for the upcoming seminar, Katrina?
Well, certainly I'll share my phone number. It's 553-0279. That's my cell phone. Please feel free to talk with me if you're interested. And why? Because like the teacher from Waseca, she shared she was interested, and we were able to get a sponsorship from the Crossing Rivers Hospital and Clinics for her. The website to look at, and you can also register it, is My Voice for Hope. MyVoiceForHope.com will be something you can look at to get some general information, but please just call me, because if we can work it out, I want to help you identify the assets in your community. Or, you know, with Riverdale, those five people don't have to pay to attend.
Because of your grant, you mentioned. Yeah.
And I never want to turn anyone away. Instead, I want to say, okay, so if this doesn't work for you, you're still involved because this complements what you're interested in, and we need to spread as much as possible the wisdom throughout our community to help and listen and give voice to kids.
Is there a deadline?
Yeah, I'd like for people to apply by July 1st. Why? That's just like our headcount for lunch. And there's a book that I'd like for you to have before you come to the training so we can get that ordered for you that you feel prepared. We have two national trainers coming in. Interestingly enough, they live in Wisconsin. And then there's 8 consultants in brain spotting. And these are, you know, it's just like sitting down with Marjorie Wallace or somebody that's just so amazing. They're so attuned and skilled in connecting with others. So we'll have 10 professionals there to support our group of 30, 35 participants.
Wonderful. Thanks for coming in and see us today.
You're welcome. Good to see you.
Katrina Johnson joining us, a therapist, talking about the upcoming brain spotting, and you can be involved in it, learn more, check it out, check their website out, and we'll have more about that coming up on our programs in future days. And coming up, we'll switch gears. We'll talk about an upcoming event in our community, which is happening next weekend in Spring Green.
Hi, this is Daniel Miller, Old Cooch Books and Libation, downtown Richland Center. Got a lot of new books for you, and replenishing from Christmas, and the kids' books especially. Old Cooch Books and Libation, a full-service bookstore. Order for you anytime. Old Cooch Books and Libation. Don't forget, we wrap presents for free.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingeman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's been our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Attention Richland Center. Rockwell Automation is hiring second shift positions starting at over $24 an hour. What makes Rockwell different? 6 weeks of paid time off your first year, a $2,500 sign-on bonus, and benefits that start day one, not after 90 days. We offer a clean working environment, overtime opportunities, 401k with company match, and real paths for advancement. Rockwell Automation has been part of this community since 1971, and we're growing again. Visit rockwellautomation.com/careers and search for Richland Center, or stop by any Wednesday between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. for an on-the-spot interview. Rockwell Automation, where talent meets opportunity, where we meet you.
Got stumps? Call Titus Osborne today for a free estimate. With over 15 years of professional stump grinding and removal experience, Titus is insured and ready to handle your project. Don't let those stumps linger. Get the removal scheduled. Customer satisfaction is a must, and Titus is committed to providing fast, reliable, no-hassle service. Call 608-604-7757 now for all your stump removal needs. 604-7757. Titus Osborne, your go-to expert for stump removal.
On the third part of our morning show today, we're here to talk about the upcoming Spring Green Arts and Crafts Fair next weekend, June 28th and 29th in downtown Spring Green. Joining us is a co-president of the event, Diane Barenbrook. How you doing, Diane?
Good. Thank you for having me. It's always exciting to talk about the Spring Green Arts and Crafts Fair.
You got nominated by your mother again to come in and talk to us.
I did. It's okay.
So we're about a week away, but you're kind of getting all the plans laid and everything, and everything falling into place like it should be?
It is. I started refreshing the spots on the street so artists know where their booths are. Had to measure some new spots. We'll move into a new block that hadn't been measured yet. So things are falling into place.
I know you use your notes from year to year, but, you know, so some of it, but, you know, there's still a lot of things to do every year, isn't there?
There are so many things that you don't even realize from going way back in February when we do the jurying, and then the beginning of June. We did the artist assignment where we lay out all the maps and you have to find a spot on the street for all the artists. We have so many requests. Out of approximately 190 artists, only 43 of them did not have a specific booth request. I want to be in the shade. I want to be in the sun. I don't want to be in the wind. I don't want to be by a food booth. I want to be on a corner. And so there's so many things that go into that. And you can't have a jeweler next to a jeweler. And so we spent an evening, you know, getting everybody a spot on the street, and then we have to have the spots on the street. Now next week we'll put the stickers down with the booth numbers, and takes a lot.
Yeah, you really try to accommodate people, don't you?
We do the best we can. We only have so many corners. We don't know if it's going to be sunny or windy. I mean, some of the requests, you do the best you can.
Well, tell me about it. You normally have about, what, 200 vendors or so? How's it looking?
Yeah, we have about the same number again this year, plus or minus a few. We've had some cancellations. We try to fill those as best we can from other artists who were juried and still stay. If a potter cancels, we try to fill it with another potter, things like that. So I would say about 190-ish, give or take a few.
Now, that is amazing. What about food vendors?
A lot of the food vendors are the same. We have a few less this year. A couple of food groups are not going to be joining us this year. They just can't get the volunteers to work for the weekend. So we have the River Valley Music Boosters will providing their cream puffs, iced coffee, water, and bubbler. They're at the north side of Jefferson Street at the Jefferson and Washington Street intersection. The River Valley Area Community Gardens will provide a variety of ice cream flavors for cones and dishes. They're across from the Lions Food Stand on the north side of the street at Jefferson and Lexington. The Spring Green Lions Club, they'll have brats, burgers, hot dogs, chips, Pepsi products, and water. They're on the south side of Jefferson Street at Lexington, between the bookstore and the hardware store. The River Valley High School girls swim team will provide their walking tacos, loaded baked potatoes, soda, Gatorade, and water. They're on the north side of Jefferson at Worcester Street, near the fair headquarters area across from the bank. And Spring Green Pack 38 Scouts will serve lemonade, strawberry lemonade, iced coffee, Arnold Palmer, unsweetened iced tea, and water. And they're at the south side of Jefferson and Albany next to Panacea. So those are our food groups for this year. We're missing a couple that have been involved for many, many years and just searched out every organization in the community and couldn't get any takers to kind of add to what we have. But we have lots of local restaurants that will also be serving food during the fair. So if you don't support the local groups on the street, you can support one of our local restaurants.
You probably don't have specific numbers, but what a huge impact that event is for Spring Green.
Yeah, we don't, as far as attendance, we kind of over the years have estimated like 10,000. It's a total guess. Nobody really knows. Someone years ago took a photo when the Dutch Kitchen was still around, which is now the Post House Garden. They had a big balcony and they went up and took a photo and then tried to count, you know, like in one block. But it's just a total guesstimate. But we do bring in thousands of people that weekend.
How far away do some of the artists come from, Diane?
Oh, wow. We have artists that come from Colorado, from Florida. Most of them are from the Midwest area, but we do have artists that come. Oh, I think there's someone from Arizona. They do come from throughout the United States.
And how do they hear about you?
Through other artists, through social media, through different art publications that art fairs are, you know, promoted in. I think a lot through word of mouth. You'll get calls and it'll be like, oh, I was talking to so-and-so and they told me about your fair and can I be in? It's like, well, try next year. You know, we've kind of had our deadline, but we're on social media, and also I think word of mouth is probably the biggest.
Everybody has their likes, you know, and when they walk around and, you know, but I'm guessing once in a while, even you have something that just kind of wows you, don't you, when you see it?
Oh, I have lots of things that I like. My walls are full at home, so I really, you know, it's hard to add new art at my house. But there are many, there's a lot of things that wow me. And it's not even always stuff that it would be like, oh, well, that's something that I like. I love, you know, seeing new things and... It's always exciting. We do have a number of new artists this year, and so it's fun to see what the new artists bring. And I have my old favorites that I like to go back and visit. And there's something for everyone.
You've been around this event since you were a kid. So do you remember much about the early days of the event?
Oh, absolutely. One of the things that I most remember is we always had flags. I believe Meep Kempthorne, one of the original group of women that kind of started the fair, she wanted it should be a happy time. We should have happy flags. So the businesses displayed flags outside on their sidewalk in front of their business for about the whole month of June. And I was a kid. I would help iron the flags. My mom was in charge of flags, I think, and then deliver the poles and the flags uptown. And, you know, I can remember even when the judging, the artists had to bring whatever pieces they want to judge to the old red brick school that's no longer, it's where the library is now, and pieces were judged there. And then, you know, they had to come pick them up later. Now we do judging on the street. They don't have to bring any specific pieces to any location or anything like that. But a lot has stayed the same and other things have changed. So it's still a great fair, a great way to spend the weekend.
I read that it started in 1969, and I believe it was rather small at first, but it didn't take it long to grow to as large as it is today, right?
Yeah, so it did. It started over a bridge game, I believe. A group of women wanted to come up with a family-friendly sort of way that they could promote Spring Green, and came up with this art fair. It was small at first. I think it started in the park, and I don't know exactly the timeline for how many years it took, you know, before it got to the size that we're at now, but I don't think it was very long. And ever since 1969, the fair has been in existence, minus a couple years at the time of COVID.
Mm-hmm. What about the judging? Are there any local judges that do the honors?
This year we do have two local women that are judging the fair for us. Monica Kamak has been teaching in the public schools in the Southwest Wisconsin area for a number of years. She is one of our judges, and Leah Griffith Boyce is also judging this year. She has a master's degree of fine arts from UW-Madison with a concentration in painting and drawing. And we did change up our judging a little bit at the request of artists for the past couple of years. They've been suggesting that we change the way that we do judging. And so we met with some artists and they helped us devise this new system. We will now be doing awards of excellence. Eight artists will be awarded an award of excellence that is not category specific. So previously, each of our 10 categories, there would be a first place and a second place winner in each category, and then a best of show overall. We've eliminated the category specific, and now, based on the criteria of booth presentation or display, creativity and originality, technical merit and quality, and overall artistic impression, eight artists will receive this $500 prize and a ribbon.
That's a great prize.
It is a very substantial monetary award.
Price-wise, I'm guessing there's all price ranges when you visit the fair, aren't
Yep,
there?
I would say anything from in the $20 range to the $20,000 range.
My goodness. So what might cost that much? Any idea?
Oh, some of the sculptures, some of the very, very large paintings that you might not have. Well, some people might have in their home, I guess, if they have a really large home, but that specific businesses might be looking for and things like that.
I know entertainment is always a large part of it. Can you tell us about the music at the Spring Green Arts and Crafts?
Yes, we will start the fair on Saturday with a trumpet fanfare by Michelle Mack. And then she will be followed in the Post House Garden by Don Greenwood, who will be performing from 10 until 1. Don's a local musician with blues and folk tradition of music. Saturday afternoon from 1:30 to 4:30, Abby Spencer will be providing entertainment. She's a musician often heard in the Wisconsin Dells area. She describes her music as country with gritty undertones. She performed last year also. On Sunday morning, we will start with a trumpet fanfare by Nancy Maxwell and Julie Cousy. And again, entertainment will be in the Post House Garden on Sunday from 10 until 12. Jana Johnson will be performing. She's a musician since childhood. She plays multiple instruments. She feels very strongly that music brings people together and loves to have people come and have their spirits lifted by listening to music. From 12:30 until 3:30 on Sunday, the Junkyard Kings will be performing. They are a high-energy, fun duo. The pair plays a variety of modern, classic, country, and some pop and rock. So that's the entertainment that's all in the Post House Garden.
That really adds to the ambiance, I will say.
It's fun, whether you're just walking the street and you hear the music or you need a break and you can sit in the Post House Garden and listen and watch the entertainment. It's a great little addition to the overall fair. Music is art.
You mentioned the Dutch Kitchen, Diane, and that certainly just brought back memories as soon as you said that. And, you know, we miss them. But certainly, I look at all the use you get out of the garden there. It's amazing.
Yeah, we're very grateful that, you know, the owners allow us to kind of use that as an area for our entertainment. It's used multiple times a week by the shed provides music there multiple times a week now in the summer. And it's a great little space.
What about parking? Have you got that kind of down to a science, or how does that work?
Well, just about any place you can find a spot to park that doesn't have a posted no parking sign, you can park at. We do provide handicap parking on the west end of the fair, from Wood Street to approximately Baltimore, Cincinnati Street. There's handicap parking there. There's handicap parking on Worcester Street from Monroe partway down to where the fair starts on Jefferson Street. Any of the public parking lots, any side street. I know my parents live quite a few blocks from the fair, and they've had, you know, fair parking all the way up into their blocks. It's just wherever you can find a spot. No spot is too far. I mean, Spring Green's a small community, and the fair spans a significant number of blocks on that main street. So wherever you park, you walk a couple blocks, and you're into the fair.
Have you looked at the extended forecast yet for next weekend?
Oh, well, I've been thinking good weather thoughts since January. You know, 78 and sunny would be perfect. I think it's probably too far away yet to look at the weather, but I have peeked at it. And it looks like, you know, 70s chances of clouds, maybe rain, maybe sun. I saw 40-ish percent for some rain on some of those days, but whatever it's going to be, we'll be prepared for.
You've had all kinds of weather since 1969 for the event, haven't you?
Yeah, it always seems to be really hot or really windy. So hopefully it'll be 78 and sunny. That
Absolutely.
Would make me very happy.
Yeah, because it's supposed to be really hot this weekend, so maybe it'll get it out of its system by next weekend.
That would be great. You know, back when my family had the grocery store and they took statistics on the amount of food that was sold by the food groups and things, that people eat a lot more. If the temperatures are a little cooler, people don't tend to stick around and eat if it's too hot. So for a lot of reasons, we need it to be 78 and sunny.
Yeah, we certainly do. It's a fun event for people just to stop by, even if you don't buy, just to kind of go and people watch, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, I find that at some point most every day I will find a spot and I'll just sit and just watch the people and see how many I know and how many I don't know. And are people carrying packages or not carrying packages? And it's very fun just to watch the people.
Very important for the vendors as well, but also, as you mentioned, the organizations, the civic organizations that help out and sell food, so hopefully people will stop by and frequent those stands too.
Yes, we really encourage everyone to, you know, visit the local groups, the local organizations that are providing food. The art fair has raised or donated over $1 million in grants and scholarships to local organizations, students. A scholarship was started back in 1971 and is presented to a high school graduating senior continuing their education in an arts-related field. And so it's really kind of our mission is to give back and support the arts in the area.
I'm sure you have some people that even stumble upon it. Maybe they're up in the area to go to American Players or something, and all of a sudden, hey, what's going on here? You know?
Yeah.
Do they do this every weekend?
Yeah. It is. People will come up to the registration area and ask about it, you know, or say, I had no idea. Or it's also amazing to hear we do a lot of advertising. Both we have our television commercials are starting to come out now. We advertise in Milwaukee radio and then written, you know, publications, and just to hear where people did hear about it, you know, I'm from the Milwaukee area and we heard it on the radio, or I live in Dubuque and I saw it in a certain news publication, things like that. So it is fun to hear how people, you know, find out about the fair.
Well, we hope it's a great event this year, Diane.
Thanks. We're hoping so, too.
We appreciate your yearly visit to the Morning Show studios.
Thank you for having us and helping us promote the fair.
Not a problem. Diane Barenbrook, who is co-president of the Spring Green Arts and Crafts Fair, and again, it's happening next weekend, June 28th and 29th, downtown Spring Green on Jefferson Street. 200 artists or thereabouts nationwide exhibiting in Spring Green next weekend. Thanks for joining us for the Morning Show.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin was started in 2008 with a goal of helping Richland County and the surrounding areas with all their flooring needs. Since then, our business has expanded from our showroom to the variety of work by offering full kitchen and bathroom remodels, tiled walk-in showers, along with quartz, laminate, and granite countertops. After 17 years, we still say, if you can dream it, we can build it. So stop in or call us today and let Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin make your dreams become reality.
Hauling, fencing, hunting, as sure as real work requires breaking a sweat, John Deere Gator utility vehicles work as tough and play as hard as you do. Find your Gator at Hillsboro Equipment, because you don't need just any side-by-side. You need a cargo box that performs under stress and extreme conditions, and an engine that hustles with or without a full load in the back. Run with us on a Gator UTV from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport.
Are you looking for a meaningful way to give back to your community? Passages is looking for compassionate, motivated volunteers to join our team. We provide men, women, and children survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault with free, confidential services regardless of age, sex, or gender identity. We have a variety of volunteer opportunities available, from yard cleanup, donation sorting and organizing, and fundraising support, to shelter advocacy and survivor support. There are also a couple of larger outdoor projects that would be great for teams. Do you want to share a skill? We're also launching new life skills programming and are seeking volunteers to lead classes such as yoga, sewing, crocheting, cooking, meditation, grounding exercises, and more. Whether you're interested in direct client support or behind-the-scenes help, there's a place for you at Passages. Did you know that every hour you volunteer helps Passages meet its grant match? Learn more by visiting our website at passagesrc.com and click on the I Want to Help tab. There you will find a list of opportunities and a volunteer application. Join us in making a difference, one life, one step at a time.
This is the big one. The summer savings event you've been waiting for is on now at Town & Country TV and Appliance. Save hundreds on your new appliances or televisions. Shop early for the best selection. Visit us online at townandcountryrc.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. The Israeli military is grappling with the possibility Iran used multiple warhead missiles to challenge its Iron Dome. An Israeli military official telling the AP that Iran may have used it in today's attack on a hospital in Beersheba.
The Soroka Hospital, it took a direct hit from an Iranian missile this morning. The front doors of this only trauma center in the south of the country blown off. The bottom of the ground covered in glass. The facade of one of the crucial units entirely blown off. Israel trying to make account now of what happened this morning.
ABC's Ian Panel. Landfall hours ago for Hurricane Eric near Acapulco is a category 3. SpaceX is asking people not to approach the test site where its Starship rocket blew up late last night. You can hear